USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
Speaking on the Senate floor, Senate Majority Leader from Kentucky, Mitch McConnell, says the last thing the United States needs is for the political left to exploit this crisis to achieve other goals they've wanted for a very long time.
This cannot be about ideological transformation. It needs to be about what will actually work for the American people.
The senator also calling for folks to come together during this very difficult time. President Trump on his way to Phoenix, Arizona to tour a facility that's making N95 masks. Before leaving, the president speaking with reporters saying these lockdowns have been very tough on a lot of people.
You know, if they held people any longer with the shutdowns, then you're going to lose people that way too. And you already have, I'm sure. But between drug abuse and, I mean, they say suicide, a lot of different things.
You're listening to USA Radio News.
It's totally normal to be constipated with belly pain, straining, and bloating again and again.
No way.
Maybe it's occasional constipation.
Maybe it's not.
You could have a chronic condition called irritable bowel syndrome with constipation, or IBS-C. Linzess, or linaclotide, is a prescription that treats IBS-C in adults. Linzess works differently than laxatives to help relieve belly pain and let you have more frequent and complete bowel movements. Individual results may vary. Do not give to children less than 6, and it should not be given to children 6 to less than 18. It may harm them. Do not take Linzess if you have a bowel blockage. Get immediate help if you develop unusual or severe stomach pain, especially with bloody or black stools. The most common side effect is diarrhea, sometimes severe. If it's severe, stop taking Linzess and call your doctor right away. Other side effects include gas, stomach area pain, and swelling. Maybe it's not occasional constipation. Learn more at Linzess.com or call 1-800-LINZESS. You may be able to talk to a doctor online. Visit Linzess.com, sponsored by Allergan and Ironwood.
An Amazon VP has resigned over working conditions for the employees. USA Radio Network's John Hunt explains.
An Amazon executive has said he quit his job at the online retail giant to protest the firing of employees who spoke up about the conditions inside the company's warehouses and its record on climate change. Tim Bray, a vice president, wrote in a blog post that he left his job last week in dismay after Amazon fired several workers who publicly criticized the company. He said the firings were evidence of a vein of toxicity running through the company's culture. Amazon, which is based in Seattle, has declined comment.
Consumer debt is now over $14 trillion. The New York Fed Reserve says the $14.3 trillion figure is through March, and that's a new record high. It's also a jump of just over 1% from last quarter. There is some good news, as there was a $34 billion drop in credit card balances. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Working from home? I'm Chad Dodd, veterinarian and consultant to Limp Bells. Here's some tips for keeping your dog fit while staying at home. Find 15 minutes twice a day and walk your pet at a decent pace around your place. Play hide and seek by hiding some kibble or favorite toys and letting your dog find them. If you have stairs and your dog is mobile, walk up and down twice a day for 5 to 10 minutes. Or better yet, try a power walk on your terrace or backyard for some fresh air. There are more helpful pet care tips at youmove.com, spelled youmove.com.
Johns Hopkins University says that analysis leaked that included government documents that showed the U.S. could see up to 3,000 deaths per day from coronavirus was not meant to be used for official forecasts. Regarding that information, White House counselor to the president, Kellyanne Conway, tells Fox News.
The task force did not generate that document, and no one at the task force, to my knowledge, has been asked to review it and scrub the data and agree with it. I think the most important thing to note is that the president has said all along that we are going to have death and destruction. What we've been trying to do here is to mourn the dead and grieve with those who have lost loved ones, and then to try to mitigate the damage from this invisible enemy.
New York is doing what it can to clean up the subways, as we hear from USA Radio Network's Chris Barnes in Washington.
In New York City, which has been a hot spot for the virus, MTA workers are getting ready to give subways and stations a good scrubbing during overnights to help prevent the spread of the virus. Subway service will end at 1 a.m. beginning on Wednesday morning. Riders say the subways have been getting really dirty lately.
It's good as long as they clean it, because it's so horrible when we're taking the train late at night. It's disgusting. Nobody wants to sit down. You don't know if it's good or not, you know, what you're carrying back home, so it's a good thing.
For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.